This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich got a little more than 3% of the vote in the Wisconsin presidential primary. That's a fairly normal showing for him, though the state has a liberal reputation and he might have hoped to do better, except for the complication of a certain dairy product. Here again is Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
A few helpful hints for anyone running for public office. If you're campaigning in Texas, know something about football. If you're seeking office in Nevada, don't rail against the evils of gambling. And if you want the Wisconsin vote, just eat the cheese. It's the least you could do in a state which makes, sells, and even wears cheese as headgear. James Shulman of the Wisconsin House of Cheese is that rare breed, fromagier slash haberdasher.
There's the regular adult size, there's a top hat cheese head, there's a baseball cap, a sombrero, there's a cowboy hat, and a fireman's hat.
But this election, one of the men who threw his cheese hat into the ring would not eat that very hat. He laughed in the face of the cheese gods, and it cost him dearly. Dennis Kucinich does not eat cheese. He predicted Wisconsinites would be understanding.
I don't think farmers care one bit what the candidates eat. The question is whether the candidate has a program which will enable the farmers to eat.
But farmers did care. Factory workers cared. Rural and urban, black and white, Protestant and Catholic, Jew and Gentile, the polls showed they all cared, or at least didn't vote in large numbers for Mr. Kucinich. Wisconsinites seemed hurt. Why would Dennis Kucinich not eat the cheese? After Sunday's debate, Governor Jim Doyle handicapped how the non-cheese stance would affect Kucinich's chances of winning Wisconsin.
It makes it tougher.
It really does? People think like that?
Well, I don't know if people know he doesn't eat cheese, I think in Wisconsin, to be a successful politician, you better like cheese.
You'd better like cheese. But Kucinich prefers tofu, curd, and many other foods not made from animal products. As a vegan, he does not eat meat or dairy, unlike erstwhile candidate Joe Lieberman, who would not eat meat and dairy together as a part of keeping kosher. Kucinich credits his diet for giving him a seemingly endless amount of energy.
With me, people will have a president who's in the best of health, who's able to work 20 hours a day without feeling the kind of fatigue that most people would feel after working 12, and who has a sense of vitality and a sense of energy and a sense of joy that'll bring it every moment. Every moment that I live, that's what I bring to it. And my diet's important for me. Would I recommend that anyone else do it? Do whatever works for you.
Here in Wisconsin, many of those 20 hours a day were spent winning over skeptical voters who were naturally cheese-centric. But just when it looked like Kucinich didn't have a chance in Wisconsin, a sign of encouragement arose in, of all places, a John Kerry rally in Madison, when dairy farmer Pam Lindauer asked Kerry this question.
And could you consider Dennis Kucinich as your running mate?
After the rally, Lindauer said she didn't care what Kucinich ate. She thought he'd be good for dairy farmers. Lindauer's mother also liked Kucinich, and she just retired from Oscar Mayer, which makes a variety of products that Kucinich doesn't eat. But going by election results, it was James Shulman who truly summed up the attitudes of Wisconsinites towards non-cheese eaters.
So how do Wisconsinites treat someone who just doesn't eat cheese? Out of choice, not out of lactose intolerance.
Kind of look at them funny, but for the most part, just leave them alone, let them do their thing.
Dennis Kucinich has vowed to keep doing his thing 20 hours a day, up through the Democratic Convention in Boston, where he won't be having the clam chowder. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.